Tracy, he's a hipster, is he?
Oh, of course.
Of course he is. He sounds like a hipster. He moans like a hipster. So do, what is the deal with this? I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
To do with it.
All right, look.
Just, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
The beards.
I think they're cool.
Are we not tired of them yet?
I like them. I think they're kind of cool.
Don't think they're getting a little bit... You see, and everyone's bid to be different, they all look the same.
I do. I hear you on that.
Is that where I'm coming from?
I do, yes.
You're not different anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, you'd now be different if you got rid of your bloody beard.
It's so funny because my dad has a full, like, very
and
dense
has
beard.
Had one for years.
He's so hipster now.
He's back into hipster.
Yeah, but he had it when he was like a young lad and he's just kept it.
No, I appreciate that, but people were catching up with him.
That's it, exactly.
They are.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And I quite like it. You can kind of store stuff in it. You know,
smuggle stuff in.
I think you should try it. Go on.
Yeah, could I
grow it?
Take me
even
months.
Even like just like a little goatee.
See if I can smuggle anything to Peru.
Yeah.
Okay, 51552 is our text number this morning. The summer festival is rolling on. I mean, it's not like it's coming to a close. It's only mid-July.
No. Exactly, yeah.
It's all eyes on Marley Park in Dublin this week for this weekend. Tonight, indeed. Oh, yeah. No, look at that weather.
Don't even worry about the weather.
Glastonbury.
Don't worry about the weather because it's not like it's a camping festival. It's like you're going to be there for a few hours, kind of hanging out throughout the day. Just wear a raincoat.
Look, we're a poncho.
We're Irish. We're used to the rain. Just throw on a rain jacket.
It's Wellington time.
Wellington time.
Wellington time.
Like, I was at Codeline in Marley Park and it was raining, but it was fine. I had a raincoat. Grand.
My teenaging...
I'm going to call it Kingsley Leon, sorry.
Indeed. My teenager correspondent was telling me, we went to see Macklemore.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Adored it.
So yeah.
It brilliant. Very well run. Very impressed by the running of it.
Exactly.
So that's it. So it's a runner, this Marley Park business.
Oh no, it's
great. It's good. It's well run.
It's
so you're
great.
Okay. Weekend passes sold out. Saturday day passes sold out. Anything available?
There's Friday and Sunday passes still available. So that's today and for Sunday. And like, to be fair, if you don't have like even if you wanted just to, if you wanted to go for the whole weekend, just go for one of the days because it's great. Like, the atmosphere is awesome.
What is it?
So Longitude, right? So it's basically, it's just an amazing festival. It's sort of, it's more kind of middle of the road festival. So the music kind of, it's would be more popular music.
Like that now, that Ben Howard stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So if you like that sort of thing.
Well, do you know, it's funny because there's actually quite a few DJs as well playing, but sure, I can go through. So the main stage every single night is awesome. Really, really, really good. So tonight...
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. So we've got Hudson Taylor tonight, George Ezra, Bombay Bicycle Club, who are one of my favourite bands in the entire world. I love them so much. Bastille and Ben Howard. Now, that's the main stage. It's obviously amazing. But if you want to kind of step away from the main stage, there's lots of kind of cool stuff going on. There's another three stages. There's a really cool act on earlier on today at 3:15 called Laser Tom. Very cool electro-based DJ sort of stuff. Kind of funky, get you in the festival spirit.
Right.
That's at the Red Bull Musical Academy stage. And then as well at 5:45, there's I Am the Cosmos, which is an Irish band. Definitely to keep an eye out for. One of these guys used to drum for Lisa Hannigan, but it's nothing like Lisa Hannigan. So it's really, really cool. Like, there's lots of cool music to discover. Lots of really good, like, we're celebrating Irish music at this as well.
It's a musical pick and mix. You can just kind of say, I'll have a jelly here, I'll have a bit of fudge there, I'll have a licorice all sort there. Whatever
Absolutely.
You want, whatever your taste, whatever the time of the day it is, you can say, I'm going to have a bit of this now. I'm bummed for that. I need to bring it down a bit. I need to go up a bit. Is
totally.
That what you're saying?
That's it, exactly. And like the Red Bull musical, the Red Bull stage, that's basically, there's a lot of DJs and stuff there. And there's like, there's a bar there. So if you want to kind of get away from the big crowds, go in there, chill out, get a drink, listen to some cool music. Then there's the Whelan stage, which there's a great band on 7:15 tonight, Bipolar Sunshine. So these are, it's a UK artist, very cool beat, electro vibes, definitely get you up dancing again.
Okay.
And then this band, I love this, Heineken stage at 4:00 today, Snake Hips. Very cool. I was listening to them all last night. Really, really cool. Soulful vocals, funky synth bass, rising UK star, kind of remix duo. So there's two guys who are kind of remixing a lot of stuff. Very, very cool.
Sounds good.
And then let's see. Yeah, so then that, and we actually have tickets to give away for tonight.
For tonight.
For tonight.
For tonight's fun in the sun in Marley Park.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it in a very different way today, and we'll tell you about that in a second. Tomorrow night then, main stage, big gig, big headlining acts there.
Yeah, okay, so... This is actually brilliant because there's a couple of Irish bands. So Twins, they're playing on the main stage, and they're really making a name for themselves. It's a combination of two guys from two great Irish bands, Adebisi Shank and Casa Cheers, and they've combined together and they have this awesome, really, really cool stuff. So it's great that they're on the main stage. Then there, of course, there's Hozier. I mean, I adore the guy. I love him. I cannot wait to see him.
I like him a lot now, must say.
And he's a sweetheart as well. He's like really just like really modest, lovely guy.
Good
Sam Smith, Can't wait to see Sam Smith.
I actually want his glasses. I was watching a thing somebody showed me about of him singing in a PBS, you know, this public, I think, or NPR. It's a radio thing. Anyway, and he was wearing these very nice Ray-Ban nerdy glasses,
oh, cool.
But they were really nice, a bit different to what I normally wear. And I thought, yeah, I want to get them. So if you're, will you be talking to him?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I'm going to be out having a great time.
Can somebody ring Hosier and ask him, don't just tell him well done and all that, but where did he get the glasses? can we get on to his people and just see? Because I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Because I'm a big supporter of his. I'm sure he wouldn't mind saying, no, it's okay. I got them in wherever.
You got to rock. Do you wear glasses?
Yeah, on occasion.
I didn't know that.
Just for fun.
Just for to be cool hipster kind of style.
Well, you know, I'm not either cool nor a hipster. But on occasion, I find they're useful.
Brilliant. And then, of course, there's the 1975 Churches, Disclosure. Disclosure just baffled me because it's these two young brothers. They're like 18 and 20 or something like that. And they are so successful. It's amazing.
Where are they from?
They're from the UK.
Okay.
And they only had like a debut album like last year, a year and a half ago. And they're huge. Like they're headlining on Saturday night on the main stage.
Wow.
Incredible. So good. And then let's see on the other bands then that you should check out. So the Red Bull Stage. 8:15 tomorrow, Solar Bears, Dublin kind of Wicklow band.
Wicklow.
I'm from Wicklow, so
there you go. It's
very
great.
Proud.
The Wicklovians will conquer the earth.
Absolutely. And then Emperor, lots of people have heard of them.
Yeah, of course.
From Waterford. I get a kind of an Arctic Monkeys vibe off them. I think they're really, really cool. Sort of rock sort of vibe.
Okay.
The Heineken Stage tomorrow. Cyril Hahn, amazing DJ. He did this awesome mix of Destiny's Child, Say My Name. I'm sure you're very familiar with it.
You know, I'll tell you what I'm doing with this piece this morning, Blonde. I'm listening.
Okay, yeah.
Because I can't really agree because I don't know enough.
Well, that's
okay. So that's why you're the expert. So I'm going, okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
no, Cyril Hahn is really good. Like I've seen Cyril Hahn at Electric Picnic before in a tent and it was just awesome. Like the vibes are just so cool. All these like you're kind of listening and then he mixes in a song that you've known from the 90s and it's just like, it's very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very cool. Le Galaxy, I love Le Galaxy. They are just one of the most amazing acts to see.
And they're Irish, aren't they?
They're Irish, okay. Yeah. But they are just the most energetic people you'll ever see on a stage. They're like up, jumping around, having literally the best time. And they're lovely guys as well. Really,
nice,
really cool. Sunday, the main stage is class again, as always. So we've got Wicko Corners. So the Irish band. So they're all about the lyrics, but they've done a lot of... they've got like with their album there, they have lots of strings and stuff in. They've done a lot of work with lots of different kind of musicians and stuff. Really kind of cool layered music. It's a duo, but their voices are like they're incredibly high pitched, but so beautiful to listen to.
Do you know James Vincent McMorrow?
Yeah,
that high pitch that he does in some of his songs. It's really it's quite a tone to get.
Exactly, and he's playing on Sunday as well on the main stage. There you go.
Synchronicity.
My boyfriend got me his record, and it's just amazing. Oh no, sorry, my best friend got me the record for my birthday. And I literally,
your boyfriend is your best friend.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. No, but I've been listening to the record over and over again.
He's got a Glenn Rowe related text.
Of course, it's been following me around.
Like a smell.
I know.
You can't shake it.
It's crazy.
Oh.
Again on the main stage on Sunday, Rudimental. I've interviewed these guys, and they are so very flirty, I might say, but they're very nice guys. They're lovely.
You bring it out in them, maybe.
Oh, I don't know about that now. But they're four producers. They used to all be producers and worked in music.
Okay.
And they decided to kind of combine their
talents. What do you mean they're flirty?
They flirt with you.
Like how?
Well, one of them was very flirty anyway.
What, like give us your number?
No, I don't know. Like I'm terrible at all that. I have a boyfriend anyway.
No, you've said that, but how did this guy flirt? Like what made him so flirty compared to the other guys?
I suppose he was just complimenting my outfit and stuff and just, I don't know. You know when people are talking to you and they don't blink and they're like really close to your face and they're like, okay, well, you're right there, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a bit much though.
Yeah, I know they're lovely guys.
No, I know they're lovely guys, but you're not talking about them in this instance. You're talking about some people who can be a bit, hello.
They're called close talkers.
Are they?
You know these people?
I call them space invaders.
Oh, yeah, you're just like, hey, so I know exactly what you just had for your lunch because I can smell it.
No, no, no.
Seriously,
no.
I can't handle it.
No.
And then the headline act on Sunday night is Massive Attack. Class.
That's old school a little bit nowadays,
yeah,
isn't it?
Very, very cool. And then on the Red Bull stage is Mono Le Tuff. Sorry, I'm pronouncing it wrong. Really cool DJ set. Then we've got on Wheeling stage, Broods. This is a really cool band from New Zealand. It's a brother and sister duo. They're kind of following in Lorde's footsteps. They've been working with her producer.
Okay.
So it's electro pop. It's really kind of fun. This is their first Irish performance as well. And then on the Heineken stage, Bondex, which is really cool English Irish DJ. So there's lots of really cool stuff happening.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff happening.
Yeah, but I really like Longitude. I was at it last year. Last year was the very first year, and obviously the weather was incredible and everything. But it's just, it's a real cool vibe. Like, there's no, like I'm saying, there's no camping, there's no messiness involved.
Yeah.
You rock up, you get to have a shower.
You get home. You get to go home, which is lovely.
Oh, which is the other thing. You need to be careful about
Transport.
Kind of getting home. Yeah, so there actually are buses leaving from Custom House Quay from 1 p.m. today until 6 p.m. and then they're also bringing people back. So I think you want to get there early though. Make sure you get on the bus. Otherwise, arrange like maybe carpool, have a designated driver,
or a taxi at a local venue that you can say, right, we'll walk to there to get the cab home. Or
exactly, but it rivaled Electric Picnic last year.
Right, okay. Yeah. And I was looking at the ad for it yesterday. They won a heap of awards too, and people liked it very, very much. Being Biddy's daughter, she should be used to wearing wellies.
Oh, brilliant. That's actually very funny.
You like that one?
Well done. Well,
you're going to go with that?
That was good.
Are you being polite?
No, I loved that.
51552. Enough of telling me how good it is. How do I win tickets? Well, we do have a pair of tickets to give away for today's Longitude, but we do need you to work for it. So what we're going to do is we want to hear your best concert story, but you have to make it really good because you're going to come on air to tell it with other listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The best story will win.
Yeah, but, so I mean, imagine you got backstage sometime or even a disgusting story about Portaloos.
Yeah.
Something really funny would be good.
That's good. Something or something gross or something raunchy.
Maybe
if I'd love that.
It's a bit early, but you know, no, if you want to go down that road.
No, you can tell raunchy in a polite way. So maybe something groupie related. That could be useful.
Or if you got engaged, that happens quite a bit.
Yeah,
people get engaged and stuff. Yeah.
But as you're telling us your story, if we like it, you stay on long on the air. And if we don't like it, we're just going to dump you because the jury is outside going to go get rid of them. So we'll see how you do. And whoever lasts the longest gets the prize. Something like that. 51552. It's called Hang Up. We're going to hang up on you if the story is rubbish.